And you're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of the basement of Crothers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Your host, Rob Carnell, another edition of Saltwater Music. We start things off with Ian Foster. We're going to go back to 2017, Sleeper Years, since I just found out this week. Ian has a brand new album come out next month. It's called Travelogue. It's an album inspired by a trip he made to Greece recently. And also, very busy, is this past week was his birthday, so wished Ian a happy birthday online. And then found out he also has launched something called NARA, so NARA or NARA. It says NARA Community. It's a record label. I'm going to be based out of St. John's. It also says community concerts and a record label altogether. So a very busy week for Ian. So we'll go back to 2017. We'll do two songs from Sleeper Years to start things off. We'll do Feels Like It Wants to Rain, which is sort of what I felt when coming into the station tonight, and then Killing Frost from the same album. And for him, you can go to ianfoster.ca and find out more. So we have two songs from Ian Foster over the show here on CFRC.
Seems we have reached a critical call, a selling point. Out to a piano unplayed in an empty house. I wanted to believe that the weather was done, but the clouds overhead tell me we should run. I've been scratching and digging, dancing around these words on the page that could hold their ground. But it seems we're just in for the same. Feels like it wants to rain. Feels like it wants to rain. If it's bred in the bone, if it runs in the blood, how do we not see the storm before we stood in the flood? If we're free to climb to higher ground, why not take my hand and not choose to drown? Well, I guess we just took ourselves in vain. Feels like it wants to rain. Like it wants to rain. Well, we're long past the Bible now, we're into the brush. Long past the gold and into the rush. We are closer than ever, yet fear and embrace. Just rebel hearts growling while we're looking for grace. Changing and changing, but the lesson is the same. Feels like it wants to rain. Feels like it wants to rain. We walked in hope down these ancient alleys, born of a time before. Suddenly around us was this world, and I feel like you and I have been framed. Feels like it wants to rain. Feels like it wants to rain. Like it wants to rain. Ain't gonna bother me, no, that killing frost. I don't want it back if it's already lost.
gonna bother me. No, that killing frost, I don't want it back. It is lost. How many times can we say we didn't try? Is regretting the past, or is it here in our eyes? I am the same as I've always been, just weathered by the wind. Ain't gonna bother me, no, that killing frost. I don't want it back, it is already lost. Lost. I need something tonight. I don't know what it is. Maybe a kiss goodbye. Maybe just a kiss. I'm a little colder now that the days are not so long. They say that's the price of being strong. Ain't gonna bother me, no. Frost. I don't want it back if it's already lost. Ain't gonna bother me, no, that killing frost. I don't want it back if it's lost. Seems fear has it all as the summer turns to fall. So far from heaven, but I don't see us lying down. You don't know the devil ground or a new confession, no.
Spinning round, and I held my breath. I tried to resist you. The first time I kissed you, you shook me down out of my tree. And I'm lost, lost, lost. I haven't got even a clue. And I'm lost, lost. Thank you.
of the set with music from Logan Richard. An album came out earlier this year around May. The album's called Character Traits. That song's called Drunk Drawer. Before that, we had Alexander Gallant. His album came out earlier this year, Rubber Monster Suit, name of the album. And that was the Foghorn and the Cannon. And before that, we had Ben Kaplan. His album came out earlier this year called The Flood, and that song was called Lost. And before that, we had two from Ian Foster. Going back to 2017, we had Killing Frost and Feels Like It Wants to Rain. As mentioned earlier, Ian's new album, I just announced, Travelogue, coming out next month. This is called Travelogue, based partially inspired by a trip he really recently did to Greece, and he just announced a opening of his own record label in St. John's called Nara. So congratulations to Ian. So once that new album gets out, we'll play that on the show. Longtime friend of the show, and he played Kingston probably about 6-7 years ago in town here. And talking about people playing Kingston, we have Sloan coming to town next Saturday, sort of early evening, rare early show at the Ale House. Doors open at 5. The concert starts at 5:45. Next week, that's Saturday, October 18th. It is a 19-plus event. You can go to ticketscene.ca and get tickets there. Yes, it is a licensed event, too. And last night played here. They played at old Blue Martini on Ontario Street, which is now closed. So they're back to the Ale House. They played the Ale House many times over the years. So I want to go back to their previous album, 2022, called Steady. They just have a brand new album. I'll play a little bit of that in hour number two, but I have this on vinyl from a couple years ago. So we'll play the first, we'll play a couple of tracks from this, and then we'll go back to the music. And we do have a lot of concerts upcoming. I was looking through around Christmas time, Grand Theater, a lot of Christmas shows. And then we have the Ennis Sisters coming to town, Bear McNeil. So I'll grab those dates right after I play this vinyl from Sloan. So going back a couple of years, here's some music from Sloan, and I'll talk. Hang on, I'll line this up correctly here. There we go. Now I got a line up. So here's some music from Sloan. This is from 2022, the album Steady, here on CBRC.
What you gonna do if they call your name out? Raise your hand, the beat to the band. Make a wish.
Lance Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes. Love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
What do you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Psst.
Hey,
you.
Come here.
I have something to tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
If we crash, at least we try.
and those two songs from Coyote, 11 Years Apart, believe it or not. That's brand new. It Could Be Worse. Before that was from their last EP, which came out 11 years ago, called Proof of Life, and a song called Toothache. They did have one single in between about 8 years ago, and we'll play another band in a little bit who was also on a long hiatus this year. Was it, I'll just bring up the list from earlier this year. Yes, 2 Hours Traffic also just came back from a bit of a break there. So it does happen. Usually when bands say they're on hiatus, they don't get back together, but a couple of exceptions we'll be playing in a bit. And before that, we had two songs on vinyl from Sloan. This is from their 2022 album, Steady. We did Nice Work, If You Can Get It, and Dream It All Over Again. And they are coming to town next Saturday evening, as it were, as it's as a 5 o'clock doors open show. The show starts at 5:45, a unique time, at the Ale House. So next Saturday, it's October 18th, that's 393 Princess Street here in downtown. It is a licensed event, and I think it is, 19-plus general admission performance. And so Sloan coming to town next week, and we'll play a couple more tracks from Sloan. We'll do from their new album, just came out in September. We'll play that in hour number two. And I did want to mention, I said there's a bunch of concerts coming up, but we do also have Rhea May coming to town live at the Broom Factory. They had to add a second show since the Saturday show got sold out. So now they have a Sunday afternoon show, November 16th at 2:30, Rhea May in town. And I mentioned some of the Christmas shows. So Christmas with the Ennis Sisters is at the Spire Wednesday, December 3rd. Those tickets you can get through the Kingston Grand website. I know the concert itself is at the Spire. That day, they even have at the exact same time, the Blind Boys of Alabama at the Grand Theater, too, same night. And we also have the Bear McNeils Monday, December 15th at the Grand Theater as well. And I mentioned, I'm looking at the calendar, very busy in December. There's a stretch of six nights in a row. The Grand Theater, they have a big Rosenhaus Auditorium is being used. They have Christmas with Johnny Reed, Jersey Nights Before Christmas show, the Ennis Sisters on the Wednesday. And then they have Tom Green coming to town on the Thursday. And then it's a Jay Davis, another Christmas show on Friday, the 5th. And then I thought I wanted to pass this along to Danu. It's an Emerald Isle Christmas. They're from Ireland. And they're coming to town. It's a Saturday, December 6th of the Grand Theater. So a very busy month. And towards the end of that month, also Jan Arden playing two shows. I still got some tickets available for that. That's December 20th. So you have an afternoon show, 3 p.m., and then a night show at 7:30. And now some tickets do go quick. If you tuned in last week, hopefully you got the tickets. They just had the on sale for Krista Berg coming to town, St. Patrick's Day night, Grand Theater, and that was already sold out over the weekend. So that's completely sold out. I was checking all these tickets. Most of them have tickets still available. Johnny Reed's almost sold out, and Jan Arden has it. A few tickets left, so I'll give everybody a heads up for all those Christmas shows. So a very busy season coming up in a couple months. And I was talking to Bruce as he was leaving. I just mentioned get sign up for the email for the just give a heads up for the Memorial Center Farmers Market. It is open this Sunday. Yes, I know it is a holiday best, and it says still open Sunday, October 12th. And it is the last morning yoga of October 12th. Yes, it's getting a little chilly out there, so now eventually they do move indoors for the winter, so they are around year-round. So, yes, the farmer's market's open this Sunday. In fact, Bruce said he's going to head over there on Sunday morning. And hopefully everybody's enjoying the start of their long weekend here on the Canadian side of the border. Thanksgiving, hello to all of our listeners over in Watertown. So, yes, your Thanksgiving's a little ways away, but starting off things here. And we're going to play, actually we'll go back a couple of years, we'll do Leanne Hoffman. We'll do Portuguese Tarts from her. Then we'll have new music from Maggie Andrew, How to Sing for Money. She just released a full-length album last month. And we'll also have music from Cassie Maggie and, oh yes, Matt Anderson, it reminded me. He's coming to town not till February, but also the Grand Theater. I'll bring up the exact date. It is Wednesday, February 11th at the Grand Theater, and tickets still available for that too. So first, this is Leanne Hoffman, and this song is called Portuguese Tarts here on Saltwater Music.
I miss the way you felt. Leave your mouth in candy shapes. No matter what the content, it's conversation I can't taste. I take in like a cup of cold caffeine. And every time it's over, I wish it started slower. I never take with permission.
half my cake. I want to eat it two times. I want the second piece to be just as satisfying. I take it in, it's my favorite thing to chew.
me bye-bye. Stake out your claim, now I'm some other guy. I've wined you and dined you, now my money's all gone. The gold rush is over, and I'm moving on. When I had the money, honey, things were just fine. You spent my money like I was the mine. Now you mistreat me, cause my money's all gone. So go take it, mama, you can start moving on. That biggie wheelie rolling down the track means your love and daddy ain't coming back. Cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You were flying too high from a little old sky, and I'm moving on. Mr. Fireman, won't you listen to me? Cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving on, keep rolling on. So shove the coal, let it rattle and roll. Keep listen to me, oh baby, don't mind. I'm rolling on, I'm rolling on. Well, you broke your vow, it's all over now, and I'm moving on. So honey, bye-bye. Stake out your claim, now I'm some other guy. Keep moving on, you stay too long. Well, I'm with you, too bad you do. Keep moving on. Oh, the gold rush is over, and I'm moving on.
Stars in the shadows of the moon. Oh, tonight belongs to you. Oh, tonight belongs to you. Now we're lying in the dark. Tonight belongs to you. You're the only light shining through, not the stars in the sky or the shadows of the moon. Oh, tonight belongs to you. That shining through, not the stars in the sky or the shadows of the moon. Oh, tonight belongs to you. Oh, tonight belongs to you.
Cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are churning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Threw in an extra song from Matt Anderson. His album came out earlier this year, The Hammer and the Rose. That was The Cobbler, also the second title.